I want to focus you on this table. Simple table, bread, wine. The question is, how do we keep ourselves, brothers and sisters, from making this something less than an intimate time of fellowship with Jesus Christ our Lord? How do we keep ourselves alive to Jesus our Savior, to the reality of our faith in a living relationship with God, with the personal God who has come to us in Christ? How do we keep ourselves focused on this table, not as some formal rite where elders carry sterling silver trays and we go through the motions, and yet somehow miss the fact that it is a time of intimate communion with Jesus who gave it? Let me read for you a very unusual and even troublesome scripture passage from the 22nd chapter of Matthew. Jesus spoke to them again a parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fatted cattle have been butchered, everything is ready, come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants and mistreated them and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned the city. Then he said to his servants, 'The banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came to see the guest, he noticed a man who was not wearing wedding clothes. 'Friend,' he said, 'how did you get in here without wedding clothes?' And the man was speechless. And then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside in the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are invited, but few are chosen.'" That's the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say thanks be to God?
Thanks be to God.
Probably with your tongue in your cheek. That's a troublesome passage. But let me say here at this table, it's interesting that in Matthew and Revelation, somehow at the end of this age we're living in, God is going to gather his people to the marriage feast of the Lamb. All right? Now that's the second advent. Christ is coming again, and the wedding feast has been prepared, and those who are under God's blessing of salvation will look forward to that with great joy. It says in the book of Revelation that the white garments, the wedding garments, are those who do righteous acts, who live kingdom lives. So in this parable, you've got the fact that the people who should have welcomed the invitation were distracted and too busy. And that's a danger for us, isn't it? When Jesus invites us to this table, say, "Well, you know, it's okay, but I got things to do." That's one thing. God takes very seriously the invitation. The other thing would be to be like the person who came without the wedding garment, which is, according to Revelation, those who want the blessings of God's salvation without wanting the obligations of kingdom living. Now, I want you to know that here on this Sunday between the Advents, when we are celebrating Advent, Jesus, who came in humility and in weakness to shed his blood and to give his body for our salvation, for the forgiveness of our sins, to make atonement so that we're accepted by God, as he also projected that he was coming again at the end of the age, said to us, "Meanwhile, whenever you are together, break this bread and drink this cup and remember me." Jesus said, when you are together between the Advents, don't forget who I am, that I am the one who has come to bring you salvation. Now, brothers and sisters, that's what we do at the Eucharist. Somehow, when you receive that pretty tray and that little piece of bread or that little cup, I want you to remember that it's Jesus who in that is meeting with you and reminding you that he came to create a new people, and to call us to salvation. And it is Jesus who is coming again. He wants the intimacy of sitting with us at table. It is also, though, Jesus who calls us to a very radical new life of being His kingdom people, to live that life of justice and peace and love and grace and mercy and caring. That is what He's all about. May God give us grace then, as we come to this table, to remember who it is who has invited us to this place. And to His name be all praise. Amen.